From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Shuttle Atlantis is about to begin its journey home with a planned landing on Wednesday. The spacecraft is scheduled to undock from the International Space Station in about 20 minutes. Mission specialist Pierre Seller says there's been a major transformation of the orbiting outpost since his first two visits.
It's about one-third the size it is now. This place is now a palace. It's huge, and I've had a great fun exploring it.
This is Atlantis' final trip to space. Taliban insurgents are claiming responsibility for an overnight raid on Kandahar Air Base in Afghanistan. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports rockets and mortar shells wounded several coalition personnel.
At least five rockets landed inside the sprawling military compound near the southern city of Kandahar. One hit a boardwalk of shops and cafes where troops and contractors gather in the evenings. A small band of insurgents then tried to storm the northern gates of the airfield, but failed, according to the U.S. military. Only 3 days ago, a similar operation pitted a few dozen Taliban against another mammoth coalition base in Bagram, north of the capital. The Taliban calls this part of their spring offensive, set to counter the coming American operation in Kandahar. That battle was set to begin this summer, but both Afghan and U.S. military sources say they are concerned that not enough civilian and Afghan government support is ready to move into Kandahar once coalition troops clear out the Taliban. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Israel is conducting its largest ever civil defense drill to prepare for possible missile strikes from Hezbollah in the north and Hamas in the south. NPR's Linda Gradstein tells us the drill comes amid tensions in the region over Iran's nuclear program and Hezbollah rearmament.
The five-day drill will involve soldiers, police, and emergency rescue services. On Wednesday, a siren will sound and the whole country will go into air raid shelters for 10 minutes. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told the cabinet Sunday that the exercise is not meant as a provocation, but that Israel has to be ready for any possible attack. A senior Hezbollah leader called the drill a war game and said thousands of Hezbollah fighters will be on high alert for a possible Israeli attack. Israeli officials last month said that Syria had supplied Hezbollah with long-range Scud missiles, a claim Syria denies. Israeli intelligence says that Hezbollah has some 40,000 rockets that can strike most of Israel. Intelligence also says that Hamas in Gaza also has thousands of rockets. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
In the Gulf of Mexico, the BP oil spill is still on track to surpassing Exxon Valdez as the worst oil spill in U.S. history. But Coast Guard Commandant Thad Allen says this spill is harder to gauge.
We had a grounded ship before and we knew how much oil was there. Right now, until we seal that leak, this is an indeterminate amount of oil that's coming to the surface.
That's the Coast Guard's Thad Allen speaking today to CNN. You're listening to NPR News. A battle between the Department of Homeland Security and a Vermont farmer over a federal plan to buy or take some of his land to expand the port of entry on the Canadian border appears to have reached an impasse. Charlotte Albright reports from Vermont Public Radio.
At a crowded public hearing in Franklin Town Hall, a few miles from the Canadian border, customs and border officials from Washington, D.C. fended off attacks from angry Vermonters supporting the property rights of Clement Rainville, a popular dairy farmer. His son Brian got the loudest applause.
I represent the small business community, a foundation industry in this state. We've had a dairy farm for three generations. And I'm a little put off when folks come in that tell me the best way to create jobs is to put my family out of work.
The Rainvilles say they need all 220 acres of their land to grow hay for their cows. The Department of Homeland Security says it needs at least 2.2 acres to curb illegal cross-border traffic. For now, the plan is on hold, pending final review. For NPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in Franklin, Vermont.
British Airways workers are about to go on strike. The first in a series will start tomorrow. The union representing the airline's cabin crew is in a dispute with management over job security, pay, and working conditions. The decision to walk out comes after negotiations collapsed yesterday. British Airways cabin crew plans to hold several strikes, a total 15 days. The first one tomorrow is expected to last nearly a week. A fire aboard a German cruise ship forces the evacuation of more than 600 people today. Authorities say everyone's safe. The fire broke out in a machine room while the cruise ship was at a port in western Norway. It has been contained. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.